was that the idea right off the bat? This has got to be a leitmotivic score. It's got to have that delineation.
Yeah, I don't know if we really even kind of really defined it so much. I think we didn't think in terms of leitmotif so much. I think it was more themes.
Okay.
This culture would have a theme. And I can't really tell you exactly why I used thematic ideas in certain areas. It was just an instinctual thing.
Just the feel of the piece?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Gandalf the Grey is not thematically defined early on.
Correct.
But he is as Gandalf the White. And I'm not... It just developed in a certain way. And the writing went on for a long time. Many years, and I was reading the book all through that period.
Right.
And just instinctually, I could feel this needs a definition. This doesn't. And I just kind of progressed along the way, you know, and I would drop little stones along the way, you know, of little things. And of course, working with Peter and Fran, and also particularly Philippa, who was a great Tolkien scholar, they would guide me really well along the way. In the Council of Elrond, there is the moment where you hear a fragment of Gondor. It might have just been something Peter said to me. Okay. You know, I think this moment is important with Boromir, and we need to establish his character, because you just met.
Right, right.
Or we didn't know who he was, yeah. And I think that requires a little detail. I mean, the writing to this story was so very much detailed, like incredibly detailed, with Peter, Fran, and Philippa. Mm-hmm. That moment by moment, gesture by gesture, you know, I was writing and working my way through it and working with themes and adding more themes to it and developing the themes. I mean, that was really the task. And so you're looking at all those years of work now, and also when I'm reading the book, mm-hmm. and going back through it, because it wasn't so planned out in a way. But when I see the great structure that it developed through it in the book, and mm-hmm. I see it, you know it's because of Tolkien's great structure.
Right.
So what I did, as I say, was this mirror of what he had created. And in a way, by defining it in music, you were really somewhat defining it in a way, in a form, in a music form that he didn't create. It's almost like another image of it,
right,
of his writing, you know, in composition, in music. Mm-hmm. So that's a lovely thing.
It is.
And that's why beautiful. I'm so fascinated by it, you know, and to go back and to do The Hobbit and to write music before this music, it's incredibly fascinating, because you're essentially dealing with such good ideas.
Right, right.
Tolkien's ideas. And you're dealing with his writing, which is so strong and so solid and so well developed. And, you know, at first when I would read a few pages where he would describe nature, he'd describe an outcropping, mm-hmm. or a fern glen, you know, in the woods. And you just relish those descriptions.
So in love with the natural world. They just become
better and better. Yeah, yeah. And I think it tuned all of us up and made us better, I think, at what we did. Because you were working on his level, and it kind of, I think, tuned everybody up in their own art,
right,
to produce something, right, that was greater than what they could have achieved. You know, I think he drove us on, and I think all of us all supported each other well. And that's why I think you achieved something good.
That's wonderful, yeah.